Thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Today we're going to look at Psalm 90, verses 1 and 2. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you have formed the earth and the world. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. This passage tells us God is eternal. There was never a time when he wasn't. There will never be a time when he ceases to exist. He has neither a beginning nor end. There is no succession of moments in his being. God never says, my goodness, I don't know where April went. He's not on a 24-hour cycle of days, weeks, months, or years. God is eternal. He sees all things equally vivid. As I write this, I'm looking at my computer screen, and in my peripheral vision, I can see a Diet Dr. Pepper, some books, and a Bible open to Psalm 90, and the hint of a beautiful spring day out my window. But God sees all things from beginning to end at the same time in living color. God is eternal. While he sees all things equally vivid, God sees events in time and acts in time. He watches me throughout the day. In fact, he never takes his eye off of me. In every situation of my timed day, God gives me exactly what I need, right when I need it. He loves me so much that he sent his son to pay the penalty for my sins so that I could call him not just Father, but Abba Father, Daddy Father. And that's amazing, isn't it? So let's just talk to God about that. Eternal Father, I cannot comprehend your eternality. You're beyond my understanding. I desire to worship you. I thank you that you, the eternal God, that you love me so much that you sent Jesus to die for my sins. And I want to thank you for that. I want to worship you every day. In Jesus' name, amen.